There's a new film that explores a frightening new trend among teenagers. The teenagers intentionally deprive themselves of oxygen to get high. And I mean, as soon as you hear that, you can guess that sometimes this game has deadly consequences.
And there have been a number of cases in the New York City area. And perhaps the scariest part about all this is that nearly all of the parents of children who died had absolutely no idea that their kids were doing this. The film is called The Choking Game, and it debuts on Lifetime this Saturday. Here's a little clip.
I know a way to get a little boost to make you feel like you can do anything. Have you ever heard of The Choking Game?
You've been invited to play the game.
At my last school, it was bigger than booze. Taryn, you belong here.
Well, it's a very powerful film, and Emmy-winning executive producer and director Lane Schefter Bishop joins us now in studio to talk more about this. Lane, great to have you with us.
Thank you. I'm so excited to be here in New York with you, Rita.
Yeah, and you know what? What's alarming to me, when I heard this, Pat's a parent. I'm not a parent, but, you know, I know so many kids and parents, and I'm sitting there thinking, oh, my gosh, these statistics are so alarming how prevalent it is.
It's actually frightening. One in 16 kids has tried it. And 9 times out of 10, the parents say, oh, my kid would never do that. And then they're very surprised when they find out that they have.
Lane, do you worry about publicizing this? I always, as a journalist, get nervous about stories. Even the last one we did with the police commissioner. Now we're telling everybody that it's easy to climb up on the Brooklyn Bridge. And I would hate for somebody to hear about this as a kid and decide to try it when they might not have heard about it before. Is the need for parents to be aware outweighing that notion that we're giving kids an idea?
Absolutely. And we were very careful in making the film not to be instructional in any way, because the whole point was really to raise awareness for the parents. And whatever backlash there is from people thinking, oh, but you're going to show them, you know what? The kids already know. I'm not showing them anything they haven't already seen. And if we can save one life by showing parents about this, we've done our job.
Are there certain ages where kids are getting hooked on this, and why? Do they think it's a cool thing to do?
They start at 9, which is a little frightening,
yeah,
go up to about 15, 16.
Wow.
Yeah, and it's something where I think these kids, they see it on social media. When we were shooting at a high school, people were Facebooking that they were doing it. And so they think it's cool, and it's a free high. You don't need an adult. We tackle all those types of things within the movie.
We're talking to Lane Schefter Bishop, who's behind a film called The Choking Game that debuts on Lifetime this weekend. Lane, we heard some clips from kids who were talking about this. Did you have to look hard for them, or is there a wide awareness on this?
You know, we shot for a week at a high school, and I'd say 50 kids came up to us and said they had either done it before, know someone who's done it before, or were posting them videoing themselves doing it. It was absolutely shocking how prevalent this is.
And I want to play a little clip, but here's a little bit more of The Choking Game, which debuts on Saturday on Lifetime.
If my mom finds out about what we're doing...
Honey, what are you looking for?
I don't know.
She will freak out.
I just have a feeling something is off.
Yeah, I would freak out.
Oh, my God. Isn't it so scary? And to think that kids are actually doing this to themselves. You know, it happens. It's happened. There's been a lot of cases in our area, Lane, which is why we wanted to have you here. There are so many cases, like there was one case in Dobbs Ferry where they alerted the school district and numbed their places. Are school districts and parents taking it serious enough?
We did a Google chat yesterday, and almost everyone on that chat was a parent who had lost a child. They are taking this incredibly seriously. And it makes me feel good to know that I'm sort of becoming their voice right now.
Lane Schefter Bishop, thank you for joining us on this topic. Again, the movie is on Lifetime this weekend. Thank you, Lane.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lane, for being in studio.